What's up? It's DJ Rawstar's Punk Rock Show. Today is Wednesday, September 13th, 2006. Today, live in the studio, we're going to have the band Zebrahead, who I've been a big fan of for the past 10 years or so, and they're finally going to be in my bedroom. So it's a fantasy come true to have the guys in Zebrahead here. We're also going to go to the phone in just a few seconds, and we're going to talk to Max from Escape the Fate, and they are going to give us the exclusive scoop on what is going on with the band. So if you guys want to IM me at any time, you can do so by IMing one screen name, and unless there's a copycat, I'd like to know if there is. That'd be nice if someone's impersonating me. Okay, I guess you're not. The screen name is Star Idobi. Staridobi. Staridobi. IM. Let me know your name, where you're listening from, how old you are, and send your questions for Escape the Fate right now. It's their first interview on the show. If not, my buddy Aaron Barrett's going to talk to you instead. So he's helping that Escape the Fate give us a good interview today.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Here's some new Sugar Cult. This is a great CD. I like it.
It sucks.
I like it. Here's some new Sugar Cult. We'll be right back.
Hello? What's on?
A couple thousand people.
Awesome. This is Max from Escape the Fate. I just want to say what's up to everyone. See how everyone's doing out there. They can't respond, but hey.
They can respond to me, so I will deliver the message for you.
Awesome, thank you.
So if you kids just tuned in, and this is your first time listening, the way to interact with Max and I is to IM us. And the screen name is Star Idobi, Staridobi. We're going to try to get to as many questions as you have. Did I say that right? As possible, thank you. But before we get to anything, the big question today, a big announcement, is that you do not have a singer right now.
Yes, that is correct. We currently do not have a singer and are holding open auditions to anyone in the world that wants to come try out. They can go to our MySpace at myspace.com/escapethefate, click on Escape the Fate submissions, it's in our top 16 or whatever, and send in an MP3, a song from your old band or your new band, YouTube video, anything that you have, and we'll definitely check it out and give you a chance.
I heard that I was going to be the new singer, though. Did you lie to me?
No, I did not, DJ Rockstar. But I'll tell it. You know what? You know what? Fuck it. You are the new guy.
Okay.
You know what? You're welcome to try out.
It's called the Ben Savage Project. It's a tribute to Boy Meets World. I can do it.
That's one of my favorite shows.
I'm not even kidding. I really have that. I'm not embarrassed
either on air.
That's awesome.
So, you're holding in these auditions, and we get so many questions about it. I mean, a good question that I've gotten a lot about today is a lot of girls want to know, are they immediately excluded from being your singer?
No, not at all. Anyone, like I said, anyone, anywhere in the world is open to try out. I mean, we're in Vegas right now. I mean, if you really dig, I mean, what you guys have or, like, what people send in, like, we'll contact Epitaph, they'll listen to it. They'll even fly the person out to Vegas, where we're at. I mean, if you don't have anything and you still want to fly out and try out, that's fine, you know. You can, like, buy your own ticket or maybe we can help out with whatever. That's totally cool. We don't like, discriminate against anyone. Anyone wants to come try out can.
And the question is, I mean, this is like an exclusive. You just announced this yesterday, right?
Yeah.
So everyone wants to know anything you can tell us about Ronnie or where he went. Anything you can reveal this so I can say, ha, I had it first.
Okay. Well, I can't really say too much right now. I mean, we've been with our label and our lawyers and, you know, everyone from our management company, booking agency, a whole lot. We're trying to keep everything cool, like, Ronnie's definitely still one of our best friends. I've known him for probably 7 or 8 years. He's been my best friend for the longest time. And we've all just had to, like, we all had just a lot of personal issues that we've all had to deal with and stuff like that. And everything's working out. Ronnie's working his things out right now. He's in California hanging out with some friends. We're getting everything taken care of. Best case scenario, Ronnie comes back. That's what we all want. You know, we definitely want to keep Escape the Fate, Escape the Fate. I mean, most definitely.
That actually might be that actually could happen, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's
not out of the question.
If we can't find anyone else, I mean, if by the time Ronnie comes back, if we find someone that is really cool, I mean, we're gonna try them out, and they might, you know, end up being the new frontman. But if not, and Ronnie ends up coming back, go ahead.
Sorry, I was saying, any suggestions you have? I mean, if kids are gonna audition, anything you want to hear or don't want to hear? Do you not want someone to just try to blatantly imitate his voice? Are you trying to look for a new type of sound or?
You know, we're trying to keep the sound kind of the same. We know that. I mean, we don't want someone to walk in and basically be like a little mini Ronnie, nothing like that. But I mean, definitely. I mean, we want to keep that edge and that attitude to the vocals. I mean, if you're not like the greatest singer in the world, that's fine as long as you can convey as long as you can convey that, like, that energy and that edge and that rock attitude to the crowd, I mean, that's mainly what we're looking for. Somebody who can front us as a rock and slash metal band or whatever.
Sounds good to me. Let's get to some questions, okay?
Okay.
Cool with you?
Yeah.
Let's see. What about the fact that your CD drops in, like, a week? How does that affect Ronnie leaving?
CD's still dropping as planned, everything else is going on. We had to drop our Bullet from that Valentine 18 Vision tour, and we're all pretty depressed about that, but I don't know, the CD's going out as planned, and we're going to try and find a new singer and get on the road as soon as possible.
Kaylee Washington, for Max, what is your number one piece of advice for someone trying to get in the music business? Do not.
Okay, what I did was, well, okay, piece of advice, don't ever stop trying, no matter what anyone tells you. If you play an instrument and someone comes up to you and tells you that you suck, use that as motivation to get better. Never stop playing. Or if you're a singer and someone says, oh, I really don't like your voice, or you suck, blah, 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 why are you singing? Use that as motivation to keep going. I used to listen to Aerosmith in my room, and there's this line in one of his songs that says, dreams until your dreams come true, and I live by that. That's what I did, and that's the advice I can give to anyone.
And when you were, you know, doing this band thing when you first started, did people that you knew, you know, did they think it was, you know, a far-fetched idea?
What's that?
When you started with the band, did your friends and colleagues think it was, you know, kind of an extreme thing that you were trying to do a band instead of just trying to be a doctor or a lawyer or anything like that?
Like my family and stuff, they all like go to college, and like, you know, my stepdad's a teacher and my mom's like a manager of a bank and stuff like that. And so they all, that's kind of like the black sheep of the family I was into, like, wanted to pierce my ears and have earrings on. Yeah, I want to be in a rock and roll band and do this. And they were like, well, what about plan B? I was like, well, if I have plan B, then I'm just going to time into plan A, you know?
Well, you're
that's
not,
what I want.
Yeah. Well, you're still on plan A. It seems like it's working out, huh?
Oh, most definitely.
And how old are you right now? You're not that old, right?
I will be 22 in December.
Yeah, so you have time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Give it some more time. Max, what is your favorite song on Dying Is Your Latest Fashion?
That would be the first track called The Web You Leave.
And the other part of that question was, why did you change Not Good Enough for the Truth and Cliche so much from the demo version?
Because when we originally recorded that song, it was about 4 or 5 years ago, and so we just kind of wanted to make it a little more new and more fresh for, you know, what we're doing right now, so it would fit on the album better. But
a couple of people want to know, are you still going to be at Bamboozle, even though you dropped off your tour?
You know what, that's what we're aiming for right now. We're keeping Bamboozle in mind, and we haven't canceled that show yet. Hopefully we can still get on that show, or hopefully we can, you know, still play that show. If not, then I really want to apologize to all the fans. I know that a lot of them got a little upset at us, and I'm really sorry about all that. And this is not any of our intentions to cancel tours or to have any problems going down with Ronnie or any of us in the band. So everything's still on its schedule, and hopefully we won't have to cancel that.
What has the reaction been so far? I mean, have you been reading everything that people have written about you in response to Ronnie, or?
Yeah, I mean, I really take the time. I don't get a chance to respond to all the fans because a lot of people write me and have a lot of questions. So I usually take like one or two people per page on my MySpace. a lot of mixed messages and comments. A lot of people think, you know, a lot of people say, hey, you know, we stick by you 100%. We love you guys no matter what. Hopefully you'll get back on the road soon. And a lot of people say that they don't really like it that much and that what are we doing and we're crazy. And they think that we just kicked out Ronnie, which was not the case. I mean, we all just have some things to work on. I mean, they think, like, I don't know if he left and quit or things. It's just a bunch of rumors going around.
How do you come up with your awesome bass lines?
My awesome bass lines?
That's the question.
It's, I used to just sit in my room and try and, like, I put all my favorite band CDs and, like, learn how to play the bass lines. And I found myself playing stuff that was like I was in a band, so I just stopped listening to, I just really stopped listening to music for a while, and just locked myself in a room, and just played what I thought sounded cool, and so I don't know, like, I take inspiration from some things, but I try not to, because I feel like then it kind of makes me a little closed-minded.
And that's how you succeed.
Yeah.
And here you are, on the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest moment. Let's see, a couple of more. I don't even know what that means. Pickled llamas. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Willie from Washington.
Did you just say pickled vomit?
No, pickled something. Vomit would make more sense with pickles. Willie Washington. Songs featured on your EP are also on your new CD. Does that mean you re-recorded the old ones?
What's that?
says you have songs on your new CD that were on your EP. Did you re-record them?
Oh, no. What we did was when we did the whole recording process, we flew out to Virginia. Producer, his name's Michael Elvis Basquette, and we recorded the EP in the full length of the exact same, and we just chose to put a few songs from the EP on the album so kids will still have like something familiar to listen to.
Cool. In the meantime, right?
Yep.
Why are you selling all your stuff? You're selling your stuff?
Yeah, I put on MySpace. Yeah, I put on MySpace that I was selling my old bass, and I have some old equipment that I was trying to sell. I actually was in debt in my bank account. I went over on our last tour, and so I'm just trying to sell some of my things to get some extra cash. And I accidentally have I got a ticket in Sacramento, actually. I was going like 5 or 10 miles over the speed limit. It was only $127, but I just got to get that stuff paid off. And while we're in town, it's kind of hard to get a job with a tattoo on your neck. So.
You know what? I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah.
About if you have, I said if you have a tattoo on your neck, I wonder what jobs you can get.
Yeah, it's kind of hard unless... I want to work at a tattoo shop, sleeping or something like that.
What is on your neck, though? Is it something, like, rude or just...
It's a skull with flames behind it, some stars, some blue color in the background, and a spade.
Well, that's cute. That's cute. That should be fine, right?
Yeah, it's nice. It's all right. My mother loves it.
Oh, does she?
No.
Yeah. At least you didn't write her name on it, right?
Yeah.
She gave me more of it.
Well, there's a banner on it. I was thinking about putting her name on it, but I didn't think she would like that.
You can put DJ Rockstar on your next one if you want.
DJ Rockstar? All right.
It's three S's. Don't mess it up.
All right, I'll take a picture.
So I guess people want to know, like you said before, how can they actually send you music of them performing if they want to try to be your new singer?
Okay, well, we have, like I said, on our MySpace account, myspace.com/escapethefate. It's number one in our top whatever. There's Escape the Fate submissions. Send whatever you want to in there. Or you can send it to my my own MySpace account. I'm in the band top whatever. Also, my name is Max the Ripper, and or my email address is rxb18@yahoo.com. You can send it to you know whatever. I mean, I'm totally open to anything. I love the fans. I love when people write me and send me stuff. So,
and somebody also said that you have a cool thing going on where you give out a phone number to call the band, but whenever someone calls you now, you hang up on them.
No, okay. The thing is. It's really hard because I'm always going around everywhere, and a lot of people call me at once.
Okay.
And so whenever I answer the phone, sometimes I don't have, like, the greatest service, and it hangs up. Or other times, someone will be, like, calling at the same time, and so, like, they'll get blocked or just get sent straight to voicemail. And so, I mean, because I put the number on MySpace, and this thing just blows up like crazy.
But was it more than you expected, more calls?
Yeah, well, like, I expected a lot, and then, like, I remember I woke up one morning. Like, I woke up yesterday, and I had like 25 voicemails, and I was like, oh, my mailbox is full. So I listened to a few of them and then like just deleted them. And then as soon as I deleted them, I had like 16 new voicemails. So it was just like waiting. And as soon as I delete them, like more and more pop up.
What are they saying? Are they just screaming? Or?
Some of them are screaming. Some of them are like, is this really Escape the Fate? My friend told me about this number. Who is this? So I try and call people back, but there's too many.
Anything mean yet? Maybe about Ronnie or no mean messages?
Oh, no, not at all.
Now you're going to get them all because I said that, right?
What's that?
You're going to get all these messages now because I just said that, huh?
Yeah, I know. Actually, I got one weird message today. I don't know if it was a joke or not. Some guy left a message on my answer machine. Some kind of like some hick country guy. He's like, is this the Escape the Fate track? He's like, my daughter's listening to your CD. And he was like, you need to listen to Skinner and Ozzy Osbourne and just stuff like that. It was weird. I think it was some joke or something.
That was me. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't me. But it'd be funny if it was, though, right?
Yeah, it was. It would be funny.
All right, before we go, plug all the websites, everything you want to tell us, everywhere they should go on the internet.
Well, all right. Well, we have a new EPK out at epitaph.com that I want everyone to go check out. Definitely right now, we got this thing going on at smartpunk.com where if you pre-order our CD now, you get a free Escape the Fate t-shirt. We currently don't have any of these right now. We don't sell them on tour or anything like that. It's just, as of right now, it's exclusively to smartpunk.com. So if you order our CD, you get a free t-shirt with that. And I just want to tell everyone to submit some songs to the Escape the Fate website. Write any of us anytime you want to. We'll try our hardest to get back to you. And check out epitaph.com. And I don't know. I think that's about it.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to everybody.
No problem. Thanks for calling me up.
And just give me a call when you need me to fly in for practice. All
right. What's your schedule like?
I don't know. I just like VIP parties, red carpet events. We'll figure it out.
Right, okay. We'll talk to you soon.
Before we go, though, just give me your name and the band, and you're listening to DJ Rockstar.
The name's Max Green. I'm in Escape the Fate, and you are listening to DJ Rockstar.
See you later. Yeah, see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
It's DJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show. It's Wednesday night. We're in my studio apartment. Aaron Barrett's here from Real League Fish. Zebrahead's here. It is not 1997. Don't be fooled.
Maybe not for you, baby.
But we are all here together. The first thing you guys have to do is you have to say something really powerful and witty that will keep all these Escape the Fate fans tuning in. Because some of them might tune out right now if they don't know who you are. What's your first thing you're going
to
tell us?
My name is Ben, and I have to take a big shit. Thank you. I had In-N-Out Burger.
Louder, then.
Say it louder. Oh, I have to take a shit.
Okay.
My name is Allie, and for all the Escape the Fate fans, I already know who's going to be the new singer, so if you stay tuned, I'll let you know.
And where are your big muscles?
In my pants.
Okay.
Yeah. My name's Shit, and I got to take an ad.
You want to be right now?
I'm okay.
So this is what we're going to do. This show is live. A lot of times kids don't believe it's really live. This is actually happening. So for example, let's get something on the screen. You can read it and prove that this is actually happening, okay?
Hey.
Well, these are all Escape the Fate questions. We'll just pick anything randomly. Here we go. Just read this one out loud. Just prove that this is live.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I was just wondering if Zebrahead is coming on soon. And I want to know what band is speaking right now.
That was not the best I ever did. That wasn't the most interesting. It's the message to read. Okay.
So, I think Zebrahead's, or is it Really Fish, Aaron?
Quite right.
No, not here.
What? Aaron's watching porn here.
I never have.
So here's the question. I mean, I know who you are, and everybody in the room here knows who you are, but a lot of these kids are young.
Yeah.
They might not know anything about Zebrahead.
Pretty old.
They might just think it's a funny name. So.
Well, we retired last year.
It's actually a movie. We're not really a band.
We're 65. And we retired.
Did you say retarded?
Retired, asshole.
Okay, to make sure.
And you came out of retirement, though.
Yeah, just for you, though.
So after this, you're done again.
This is our
first interview and only.
Really?
Yeah. We don't do interviews.
What? Is this really exclusive?
We really don't do interviews. So.
Unless there's a pound of cocaine in the room, we don't do interviews.
I know, that's true, because I've emailed you before, and every time we get closer, you never write back. You immediately stop responding as soon as I say interview. You're like, nope, sorry.
It's true. But, so honestly, it's, I don't know, interviews and us, we just never really done. So.
But you've come out of retirement, and you are actually putting out a CD. This is true.
Yes.
I can read. Hey, can you make your muscles pulsate?
You can't. We're filming this for DirecTV, for on demand, so you can see the muscles.
Ed, please don't.
They're pulsating right now.
Ed, don't touch me. Right. Pay per view, buddy.
Pay per view. Yeah, you can pay to see the muscles. You censor them unless you pay me
$5. Point the camera at the porn.
So for real though, when is your CD coming out here?
October 24th.
Last week in October, the Tuesday.
Yeah, October 24th.
Yeah. October 24th, but it's already out elsewhere.
Yes. Yeah.
All of Europe and Japan, and it's coming out in Canada at the same time, Australia and South America at the same time, too.
And how's it doing so far?
Better than any album I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, did you expect that,
awesome.
Or is this a surprise?
I
know you're awesome.
With every album, you never know. So, you're just shocked every time you get shocked.
And you have a new singer, so you can tell the Escape the Fate fans what it's like. It's a process, right?
Definitely a process.
Yeah.
It's a process where you take your time and you make sure you do the right thing.
So a lot of these kids think they were asking him if he already has a replacement. It's not usually that easy.
I highly fucking doubt it.
Yeah, it usually takes a little while.
How many
got kind of lucky because it only took us like 2 or 3 months, but I think we got extremely lucky.
And did you ever have anybody come in to audition for you that was just terrible?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like beyond, like, were you just, did you laugh in their face?
No.
We suck really bad anyways, though. When it comes to somebody else sucking worse than us, it's pretty bad.
What made them that bad? Was it like the vocal range or the look, or was this like American Idol?
When anybody looks better than us, which is pretty much everyone, they're out.
Yeah, we can't.
We'd give them 3 songs to learn like a week in advance, and they wouldn't know any lyrics when they came in. These were like guys who sold a lot of records too,
really,
as singers and stuff.
So people that came in didn't necessarily know Zebrahead songs; they just wanted to.
They kind of knew the melodies, but they didn't know the lyrics. They didn't try really hard. They just like show up with a four. They're like, "Hey, bro," they're like, "Fuck."
I've sold a million records before, so I should have this job.
We're not gonna sing any names, Sebastian Bach, but it just didn't work out.
Did you fly people in? Did people come from out of state?
Yeah.
And then once they failed, we gave them a Greyhound ticket home.
Yeah. A roast beef sandwich to eat on the way.
It was a one-way flight.
So the singer you picked is not here because he's into interviews. Is
He's actually at home in Omaha.
All right.
But he's actually flying right now.
Oh, my God. What is he doing there?
There's
some ass ripping going on your TV right now.
Did he fly in for the audition, or did he live there?
He was living in Vegas, and he would drive down like 3 times a week.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, he lost his job over it. So
what was he doing before?
He was a substitute teacher.
Well, who cares?
Yeah,
well, he probably made more money though. Right?
Yeah,
definitely.
Someone just asked me and said, "You are an asshole." Thanks. I don't know who you're referring to, but I'll say thank you. Right?
I'm telling you, it's not
probably me,
Ross.
Well, so backtrack a little bit for, like I said, kids who are kind of young. What are the things that impress the girls? Things you Thomas ever had that are like holy crap.
You have to ask the other bands. We don't really impress girls.
Yeah
I wish we did. We don't.
Yeah. The only way we impress girls is when Ed comes out of the shower naked.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The girls will love that.
Well, actually, we have a shower here, so hopefully we can film that.
Go do it.
I'm gonna let us can.
I don't know if Ben is an asshole. People are turning on you.
Yeah, it's fine.
What is happening?
Ben
here?
Is an asshole. That's what it is.
Nicole has big boobs. From Nicole.
No, it wasn't for me.
Oh, from Heather. All right. I was like, what are you telling me that?
You?
Yeah. Watch. This is pretty insane.
This is good.
While they watch this, the screen name is Star Idobi. If you have questions for Zebrahead, it's Staridobi. Star Idobi. You're allowed to ask Zebrahead anything that you want because they're here for the next half an hour. If you just tuned in, this show is on every Wednesday and Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tomorrow, Quiet Drive is going to call up, and in the studio we're going to have Decapulate. And every week there's new bands live in the studio, so you should go to myspace.com/DJRoss, there are 3 S's, add me as your friend, find out who's going to be on the show next, check out some pictures from the interviews.
Oh my God!
All right, we're back on the air. Hello, guys.
Wow.
What the heck just happened?
Wow.
So, when this CD does come out in the States, will it be everywhere? Do you have a distribution deal or what's going on?
Yeah. It's distributed by Red, I think.
So it's not just the internet?
No.
Are you worried people are going to rip it or you don't care?
They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They've probably already done it if they're going to do it.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
When will there be a Zebrahead porno, someone said?
Actually, we're working on that right now.
We're filming
Bear,
I told
from,
you.
Real Big Fish is directing and casting, so let him know if you're interested.
What is the movie called?
What do you think it's called?
Giving Zebra Head.
Real Big Zebra. That was good. I was going to say Real Big Zebra Head, but that's probably better. Let's see. Hey, you guys, how was it? What was it like playing at Warped Tour this summer?
You know, it was 100 times better than I thought it was going to be, and I will gladly do it again.
It was hot.
It was hot as fuck, but it was awesome.
It was really fun.
I crashed my bike.
Yeah. You had a bike?
Yeah, I crashed my bike.
A little bike?
Yeah, I bought it at Walmart.
We all bought bikes at Walmart.
And tell them the name of your gang, your bike gang.
Yeah, we had a bike gang. A bunch of people were called Angels of Destiny.
Came out of that amazing, man.
I think it was our merch girl.
Yeah.
Was she one of the angels, though, or not?
Oh, yeah. She had a pink bike with a basket.
Someone said they want to bike gang you.
It's great. Their bikes have to be from Walmart, though, because they can't be nice.
Yeah, no fancy bikes.
Molly Barrett says, Zebrahead aren't that big. Oh, they light my cannon.
They what?
I don't know, they light my cannon.
That's not me.
Someone said, when you guys play some really mushy song, do you envision anything while playing to help you get in the mood, like kissing your girlfriend's thighs or something really sexy like that?
I haven't done that before, but now I will try it. I think so.
I've actually never kissed my girlfriend's thighs, so I wouldn't know. I think about mashed potatoes.
I make myself cry by pulling on my pubic hair.
Makes me cry.
How many do you need to pull before it hurts?
That was great. You don't think you'll ever say anything funny?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm
going to leave right now.
Just fucking get the hour time. Yeah.
Someone said, who is being interviewed right now? I don't even know at this point. We have a chat room going on where you kids can talk to each other and comment on this interview. If you want to get into this chat room, you can invite yourself into the DJ Rawstar chat room. Go to your AIM or AOL or Yahoo or whatever you have. Send yourself to the chat room, which is called DJ Rawstar 3S's. Let's fill it up. You got people in there right now reacting to everything you guys say.
Oh my God.
The power that you have, right?
That's so hot.
Oh my God.
So we're gonna play a track right now so Ed can go to the bathroom.
I don't have to go anymore.
But we're gonna play a song and we'll make you go to the bathroom.
Okay.
We'll try it.
And then we're going to come back and we're going to answer some more questions. Maybe we'll talk about the band, maybe we won't. I don't really know what's happening.
It's more fun now.
Hey, can I move the TV into the Sonora High Represent? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. Star Adobe is the screen name, and I don't even know what's going to happen right now, but I'm afraid. Here we go. DJ Rostar's Punk Rock Show. We are live in the studio with Zebrahead.
Hey, what's up?
The band who, as a child, has so many times, and would never give you the time of day.
Can you please put your pants back on?
Would never give me an autograph, never take a picture.
Ross, can you please put your pants back on?
Oh, sorry.
Take them off, Ross.
Will Zebrahead give Aaron Barrett a piggyback ride?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll film that. We can film that for having TV right now. Here we go.
Bust it out, dude. Oh,
careful.
Oh, scared.
Careful.
Help! That's fucking crazy. Oh, God.
All right. Your wish is your command. Zebrahead, why are you in school?
I don't think that we're cool.
We take classes.
Because you have the air conditioner on.
So your wiener is totally my back right now.
I'm going to go again.
You, hit
me up. Yes, backs are better.
You, what's up? You mentioned that this is the
beer to back.
This is the highest selling CD that you put out, right?
And well, in Europe and Japan, but it hasn't come out in the US yet.
So. But is this your favorite, though, or is this the highest selling?
It's the highest selling, and I would call it my favorite too, yes.
I would say so. That one might be the first one.
I was going to say, what besides that, what's the favorite?
Oh, my first one.
Waste of Mine, and then Broadcast to the World. They're tied.
What about everything in between? That's just whatever.
It was kind
that's
of
okay.
Drug-induced.
Blue. Yeah, I was pretty drunk most of those years,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Don't really.
You don't remember.
Remember.
What about, like, when you play shows now, are the kids young, or is it kind of like the same
that's
following?
Weird.
Kind
they're
of
mostly young. Yeah.
We're kind of lucky. We kind of have a mix of a lot of heavy drinkers, and then young kids going ape shit in the front.
It's been getting younger, I think, after this album was released, for some reason. Probably because of hanging out at the junior highs.
Have you always been that big in Japan, like you said, or just recently? Was it always been like that?
I don't know that we're that big in Japan. We do well there, but we've always done about the same. The last tour was probably our best there, just because we got to do like the big festivals and be on the main stage and right before Metallica, so that was pretty much a highlight.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody throw anything at you or not? People liked it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Cool.
Really good, man.
We did get to play Download Festival this year in the UK between God Forbid and what was the other band?
What is God Forbid?
It's a heavy-ass band. In between, yeah, exactly. God Forbid and Devil Driver, and we were between those two.
Devil Driver?
Yes.
Are these real band names?
Yeah. It's a guy from Cold Chamber's new band.
Oh, Steve. It is?
See? We're between those two bands, and that festival notorious with people throwing piss bottles at you.
All right,
so I was scared shitless at that one.
Yeah,
it went awesome.
No piss got thrown at us.
I threw some piss at you.
But people threw no, they didn't throw shit at you.
Natty got a blowjob.
I threw some keys at you.
While on stage?
You should be lining your mother.
No, that's not after. The trick is, you act like a stupid American, and you learn how to say, can I have a blowjob in a foreign language?
What do you mean?
You should be lining your blossom be coming.
They said you're too far from the mic. You gotta, like, come closer.
Nobody can hear you!
There you go. TJ Russell wants a piggyback ride, not right now. Here's a two-part question. Do you miss Justin, and how was it playing with Real Big Fish in Vegas?
No, and it was awesome.
I love it.
Corey Nelson from Rockford, Michigan. Ali, where did you get the heavy flow for Unity on Real Big Fish's DVD?
My
it says O-L-A-I-B-T-Y-L-A-I.
Wow,
DVD.
That's an acronym.
P.S. Aaron Barrett is my hero. I'm sorry.
What a...
Where did you get the heavy flow for Unity?
Well, Aaron taught it to me. We would hang out on the back of the bus at night and drink, hold hands and cry, and then he'd teach me a little bit of the rap.
All right.
Want to give us some right now, or is that too impromptu?
It's a little impromptu. I read it most of the time. I haven't memorized it yet. I have a really bad memorization problem.
We have a teleprompter.
Yeah, I have a teleprompter.
You and 311?
Yeah.
When is your DVD coming out?
Never.
DVD?
Which one?
What DVD?
I don't know. Oh,
no, we're working on
it. Just kidding. I have it in my pocket, actually, to be honest with you.
We're working on it.
It's in your final inspection.
I really do. I'm supposed to go home and watch it tonight.
To Zebrahead. No one in the world knows the lyrics to Song 10. Do they even exist?
Yes, he knows the words.
Yes, and I will tell whoever wants to know for a price.
How much?
$5.
He doesn't know the fucking words. There are no words.
That's $5. Craig, how much would you pay him to find out the words to Song 10, Craig?
I would pay him $1,000 in cash.
Done!
Thank you, Craig.
Meet me in the bathroom.
Sorry if this has been asked a million times. Where did the name Zebrahead come from? The last letter.
That was the best answer to that question yet.
It's the movie.
We ripped it off of a movie.
Ben is not an asshole. Everyone else is stupid. Are most of your songs created through personal experiences?
No, they're all made up. We make up situations in order to make money.
So if it was really based on your life, what would you write about?
He's joking!
He'd write about adults.
He's joking.
We're flipping burgers?
Someone said, I'll pay you sexual favors for the lyrics.
Need a picture first.
Boy or girl?
Can be both.
That's fine. We don't care.
What is it like being on the road?
There's a lot of white lines and dots. Yeah, hold the steering wheel and keep on the road.
Eddie's so crazy.
I wouldn't talk anymore for you either, dude. That was great.
You're the only one left, Ben.
You know what's great? We're the only ones that think we're funny.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's true. That's sad.
How did Ollie and Maddie get the opportunity to record the theme song for the new Sonic the Hedgehog game?
The new Sonic.
That's quick.
Did you hook
we
up?
We got approached by the Sega people in Japan. And
Sega.
So we just got home and actually recorded it last week, and then we're doing our own version of it on Tuesday. We're recording a rock version of it.
How does it go? Is it about Sonic?
It's about Sonic, yeah. It's very specific what they wanted it. So the lyrics are about Sonic the Hedgehog, and it's a wiener.
You can't see it in the game, though.
The song just got pulled right there.
Yeah.
They're replacing it with Escape the Fate.
It's not only instrumental, though.
Everybody in the chat room wants to say what's up to Craig.
Hey!
For you guys that don't know, my show is in my studio apartment, and we just actually added a new addition. We added a plug-in guitar light.
Yes!
I don't know how else to explain it. It's a guitar that you plug in and it lights up. So,
it's very phallic.
Since we film all these for my TV show on Havoc TV, which is coming out in October, if you have suggestions of things that you think we should add to the set, you can email them to MySpace, because right now we just have a backdrop of posters of bands I've never heard of, like Android Lust.
Naruto.
And, we got Aaron's picture
and,
right there.
And who the hell's Green Day?
Yeah, exactly. But you can email us and let us know what bands or what stuff you think we should have in the background.
You have a Death by Stereo one. That's
very good. Yeah, the Havoc TV brought all those. I thank them. I just have the Green Day one. Right. It was just one poster when they got here before they started filming the show.
Ross, this is the best pirate porn I've ever seen.
Thank you.
I'm actually kind of bummed on it because there's not enough sex. So
Zebrahead is the best band in the world. I'm excited to hear their new CD. Tell me some more about it. Does it sound like the other CDs or is it totally different?
It sounds better.
Didn't you guys bring it?
No.
I was excited to hear it myself. You didn't bring it?
Mine were we supposed stolen. To? I didn't know.
I had one against
one. We don't actually listen to our own stuff.
Is it different at all, though? It's the same idea?
It's a little heavier, that's about it. But we have a very Real Big Fish influenced song from playing 8 million shows with them.
Yes, you did.
Really?
It's actually the first single.
Yeah, it was.
What is it called?
It's called Anthem. If we hadn't toured with Real Big Fish, we wouldn't have had that song, and it wouldn't have sold as many copies as it has everywhere. So thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron.
Oh, your lives.
Don't mention it.
So they've sold more copies than you. How does it feel?
That's
awesome.
I fucking highly doubt
that. That's probably not true.
That's not true.
Yeah. Did you guys buy the Really Fish Live album?
I'm on my way after this interview.
You didn't even buy it yet, huh?
No.
I didn't know it was out yesterday.
We just got back,
yesterday.
We just got back from Japan yesterday, so we're...
Someone said, set suggestion, every radio station needs a fat guy to bounce jokes off of. We had one, but Big John hasn't been here in a month, so...
Shit.
I don't know if he's fat, he's big, but he was... I'll fill in
for you, buddy. I'm pretty fat.
I'll
fill in
too.
You guys come out. Why aren't you at the Jackass 2 screening at the ArcLight? Because I have a show to do.
That's kind of weird to ask.
I've never missed a radio show. In fact, next week, on Wednesday and Thursday only, they're bringing back Nightmare on Elm Street to the theater, and I can't go because I have the show.
You know, they have it on DVD.
But Steve can go, and you can film it for me, and you can cough in the background and wave in front of the camera.
The first one?
Yeah, the first one. They're putting out a new DVD remastered, so they're putting it in Long Beach for like 2 days.
Gotcha.
Let's do one more, I will do another song. Sonora High School, represent. About 4 years ago, a man named Eric Badger was going to have you come into my guitar club class and talk to us. When you didn't show up, I cried. Why didn't you show up?
I would say that because none of us really knew we were supposed to show up.
Yeah.
If Sonora High School ever asked us to do anything, we would, just because.
That's where you're right.
We all went to the same high school.
Yeah, we didn't know about it, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We really would.
He told him
his friend's a liar.
Did you have the band back then, all together?
Son of a bitch!
You did?
No. Mm-hmm. Not till probably 5 or 6 years after we graduated.
Really? So
we're still in high school, so.
What were you thinking about in high school? What were you thinking of doing?
Nothing.
Just graduating?
Pretty much, yeah.
So when did Zebrahead start officially then? What year?
Last week.
week.
I don't even know. It's all, we've been around.
You probably like 6 albums a week.
Yeah,
great.
We've been around for almost 10 years.
You're boring.
You are amazing. Will you marry me, Kara Finley from Staten Island? And can you make some animal noises?
Moo.
That was the most boring animal noise.
He's a cow.
It's a gay cow.
That's a gay cow.
Moo.
It's a gay cow.
Moo.
See, we're politically correct. We represent gay cows and straight cows.
Yes. Give me
what does a gay cow say?
He did the gay one.
I didn't hear it.
Moo.
That was very good. I could picture the cow.
Hey, there. Don't forget to mention Escape the Fate Stand Club Street Team.
Okay.
Okay.
Join the street team. All right. We're going to play a song. If you have questions for Zebrahead, the screen name is Star, STAR, Idobi, IDOBI. Send us your questions, because even if you don't have anything important to say, you might end up on the TV. Just for getting your question answered. Also, if you have a question for Zebrahead, this is something we do a lot. You can IM us with your phone number, and we'll call one of you on air right after the song.
Ooh.
So screen name Star Adobe, IM us with your phone number, and we will call one of you on air. Be sure to have a question. They can ask you anything, right?
Yeah. Anything.
You're probably not going to give a serious answer, but you can try it.
Right? Doubtful.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Screen name is Star Adobe. We'll be right back. Maybe DJ Ross, Star's Punk Rock Show.
Yeah.
Hello, I can hear the toilet flushing.
Hello?
Hey, talk louder, dude.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know you were, like,
okay, man, I can barely hear you.
Hello?
Who's this, man?
This is Keith.
Keith?
This is Ed, right?
Yeah, what's up, Keith? What are you doing, man?
I was doing, like, Spanish homework and stuff.
Por le pues, que paso, wey?
I don't speak Spanish.
Oh, fuck.
Like, I'm learning still.
Alright, that's pretty good. Want me to teach you how to say something?
What?
Want me to teach you how to say something?
Sure.
Te bañas, wey.
What?
Te bañas, wey.
Is that the curse word? I'm
no,
not
I mean,
say it because my mom is right here.
It's like a Spanish version of smell you later. Seriously.
Okay.
Pretty good. Tell your mom, te bañas, wey.
It's hard to hear you because my brother's playing it really loud.
What's
How's
your...
that?
Oh, okay. Tell him to mellow up. What's up, dude?
Oh.
What are you doing besides that?
We've just been listening.
Where do you live at?
I live in Redondo Beach.
Redondo Beach, man, that's far away.
LA County.
Is it? How's the weather over there?
It's okay. It's been, like, cloudy and stuff.
Clover City's kind of cloudy today. It's weird, but it's pretty
Clover
cool.
Clover City, yeah.
Yeah, man. So cool.
Hey, do you guys know when you're going to be in Anaheim again?
Yeah, we're going to... We haven't confirmed it yet, but we're going to play a couple shows around California at the beginning of November and at the middle, tour, like, right around Christmas time.
All
right,
cool.
Yeah, we'll start basically to do a U.S. tour about 6 weeks long. Start it around here and finish it around here. Two. More bang for your buck. Two shows.
What?
Two shows instead of one this time.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
That's great.
Yeah, man. You gonna come check it out?
Oh, of course.
Bring beers and drills with big boobies. Pretty please. Yeah. Hey, you wanna talk to Allie real quick?
What?
You wanna talk to Allie real quick?
Sure.
Yo, what?
Keith!
Hi.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? I met you at a Warped Tour. Got a picture with you.
Oh, right on, man.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, school just started last week, so that's all I've been doing.
Cool. What year are you? What grade are you in?
I'm in 11.
11. Cool. So you got 2 more years and then you're out.
Yeah.
Right on. Where do you go to school?
Redondo Union High School.
Okay, cool. Ross is making us watch a big-ass video on his TV right now. Sorry. Anyway, so what's going on, Keith?
Nothing much. Yeah, I don't know.
You got any, listen to any cool new bands besides Zebrahead?
I don't know. I've been looking for some, like, but I don't know. Nobody's really helping.
No, we just,
like,
you went to Warped Tour, right?
Yeah, oh, well, yeah. Like, my brother, he brought me over to the Anti-Flight show.
Okay.
That was pretty cool. No Effect sounds good.
Right on. Did you get a chance to see Against Me on the Warped Tour?
Against Me?
Yeah.
No.
They're pretty cool. You should check them out.
I will.
If you get a chance. All right, man. I'm sorry. Ross is punching me in the arm and trying to take the phone back. So take care.
All right,
brother.
We got 5 minutes, so I think we should take the last 5 minutes to actually, for real, talk about Zebrahead and the new album and everything that's coming up so people actually have an idea of what you're doing.
Okay. All
right. Go for it, for real now.
For real.
For real.
Okay, go.
We leave for Europe to start a tour on next Thursday.
Yeah.
And we're in...
You're lame.
England and Germany and Holland and Scotland all over the place until the, I don't know, the end of October. Then we come back and we tour the U.S. for 5 weeks. And then Christmas is here.
And the CD is coming out again.
The CD comes out the 24th in the U.S. And then in Canada about the same time, October 24th. And then Australia and South America to follow pretty quick after.
Zebrahead fans will like this. They're not going to be shocked. It's nothing super
strange. No, it's actually different. Really, it's a solid album, I think. And hopefully they'll
like it. It was rad if you interviewed a band and they said it was their worst fucking album they've ever had.
This is a
what
pile
do you think
of shit.
This, what do you like? What do you think about your album? Oh, it sucks.
Was Maddie involved with the right words? Or
Yeah. We all work together and I don't know. It's a really good album. Check it out. And if you get a chance, check out our website, zebrahead.tv or zebrahead.com. And you know, it talks more about what we're doing, and come to the shows and come hang out with us and drink beer.
You still have those license plate things, right? This is Get Zebrahead.
No,
we're out of those.
I remember those.
Yeah.
Someone said, "Have you heard I Hate Kate?"
Nah, what is that?
What is the age? Someone said, "Oh, this is for Escape the Fate." Someone said, "What is the age limit for the new singer?" Did you have an age limit when you were looking for your new singer?
Yeah.
New singer? Did you want him to be younger than
honestly,
you?
For me, it was I wanted to be around our age because I don't want to make it look like we're trying to rejuvenate ourselves. So.
You know, it doesn't matter. I don't think as long as they fit the band and they sound good, I don't think it really matters unless they're like 9 or 55 or something.
Someone said, "Are you releasing tracks like Politics or Maddie Goes Punk and Gay on a sequel CD?"
That's actually called Falling Out. Maddie Goes Punk and Gay.
I like Maddie Goes Punk and Gay.
Yeah, yeah, I gave that moniker actually for fun, but
I
think they'll definitely all see light of the day eventually.
We gotta work on it a little bit.
Yeah.
So how many songs are you playing now from each album? Live?
Oh man.
You have so much stuff now, right?
Average like five.
Yeah.
Five for each?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there one they always ask you to play and you won't do it?
Any songs?
Yeah, there's a certain song they always ask for and you won't play live.
No, not really. We try to play the ones that people request. No.
Kyle said you're his favorite band of all time. Please come back to New York.
Right on.
Coming to New York in November.
Yeah.
Did you say who you were coming with or?
I think we're coming with Authority Zero.
They're still together?
Yeah.
They're small like that.
Didn't they break up for a day also?
Oh my god.
What did you say?
Look how small that poor guy's dick is.
Anything else you want to add before we go today? This has been a fun hour with you.
Yeah.
And Escape the Fate.
I really honestly want to say thanks to all the kids who've given a shit all these years and letting us travel the world and do this for a job. It's pretty amazing. It's kind of a joke. We feel really lucky to get to do this. So. Thank you to everybody.
Yeah.
And Ross, I want to thank you for the porn.
Thanks.
The whole time we've been here. That's fantastic.
I'm sure they're glad you're still here because you could have called it a day, huh?
Called it a day.
You could have gave up.
Oh, yeah, totally. Completely. I don't think it crossed any of our minds, though.
Aaron, do you want to say anything about Zebra before we go?
Better be nice, buddy. There's three of us and one of you.
I love you.
Yeah. Still. It sound like Heather's when the guy goes, "I love my dead gay son."
We got to thank Escape the Fate for calling in. Those guys are cool. Good luck with their new singer.
Good luck.
We got to thank Zebrahead for coming in. Tomorrow, we're going to have Decapulet here, and we're going to talk to Quiet Drive, who are in Epic Records. Go out, buy the new matches, right?
Definitely.
I'll tell you to buy Sugar Cult. Aaron won't.
Oh, God, it's horrible.
I like it. Go buy, this Providence is pretty cool. Their CD is out. And buy the new Zebrahead when it comes out in October.
October 24th.
What is it?
I don't know.
Aaron's drunk right now.
All right. The show is over. We're going back in our DeLorean. We will see you tomorrow. DJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show.
God.
Now we're going to watch some videos. Goodbye.
Yes.